Bump, Set, Spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, it's certainly been a long summer, and now we are geared up for the 2025-2026 high school sports season here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are at Donovan West High School, home of the Mustangs. We got a Twin Valley League volleyball try here as these teams kicking off their season. Brendan Prophet, Brandon Tamman, Kirk Hillman with you. Frankfort and Donovan West, our first matchup. We'll see a top-tier team in Centralia later on. And, of course, the host school in Donovan West. A great TVL matchup here featuring one of the top teams in 1A Division I. But we're going to see a Frankfort team looking to bounce back after a tough season a year ago. And then a Donovan West team on the other side lose a couple of really good seniors, but they have a very good roster back with a lot of experience. And this D-West team trying to make it right back to state where they were a year ago.
Clearly, you couldn't open with a better volleyball triangular here this season. I mean, two teams that went to the state tournament last year, Centralia Panthers, who were a state runner-up, losing to Little River in that state championship game. I actually got to cover both Centralia and Donovan West last year. Both those teams really dominant at the state level. Unfortunately for Donovan West, they couldn't make it out of pole play, but they're a team that returns a lot of players back this season. And so both Centralia and Donovan West, though the Mustangs aren't ranked right now, they're going to try to get into that mix here soon.
I would think they are certainly in the others considered category, so we are geared up and ready to go. We're jumping right into this thing. Frankfort and Donovan West, our first matchup here tonight. Centralia and Frankfort will follow in the second matchup, and then our final tilt this evening, Donovan West and Centralia. Again, Brandon Tamman, Crennan Prophet, Kirk Hillman in studio. As we sit on the iconic stage here at D-West High School, D-West will hit it from right to left here in set number one, and the Wildcats from left to right. This Frankfort team, 8-27 a year ago. Donovan West, a state qualifier in the 2A classification. Last season, 27-15. Before we get going here, maybe a few keys for this one.
Yeah, a few keys for this game. I mean, you see both these teams. Again, you got state coming off, you know, a state run last year for Donovan West, making that to the state tournament. Again, not coming out of it, but you got so many great players. A lot of this going to come up to the net, that net play. Courtney Johnson from Donovan West, a junior this year. Her sister Katie just graduated. She was a first-team all-leaguer. She's going to be a big play up there at the net. That's going to have to get stopped here by Frankfort.
Frankfort's going to serve it first from left to right, back to serve. The opening one here tonight is going to be Shane Anderson, a 5'5 sophomore for the red jersey-wearing Frankfort Wildcats, the blue home tops with the orange and white trim on the right side of the net for Donovan West. Here we go. It's the MSC Sports Radio Network, and our high school sports season is underway. Donovan West, possession, a spike and a kill just out the gate. Did not take long. Kaya Keller, the senior, giving D-West a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, and already a great early set by Courtney Johnson, the junior. From the right side, just again, a great set for that kill shot to be set for Keller.
Donovan West now. This will be Brooklyn Denton, the senior. Jersey number 12, serving from right to left. It came awkward off the hand and out of place. So the Wildcats get an easy one there to tie it at one. So we alternate the first three serves here. A 1-1 tie. First set just getting going here at Donovan West. Now serving is Ainsley Adams for the Wildcats. Front part of the net set by D-West. Another spike, another kill. D-West, a couple of nicely played points here. They're back in front, 2-1.
Yeah, put down by Falk there. Again, another set and assist put up by Courtney Johnson. She's doing a great job there working that opposite side.
Would expect to hear Johnson's name quite a bit. Donovan West, the 2-1 lead here in set number one. This will be Emmy Wettstein, a senior to serve for D-West. Now, Frankfort finally has an opportunity to control it on their side. An awkward left-handed spike is saved on the back line. Now a couple of bodies able to get it back over. We get a stoppage of play. And that might have been an illegal hit there with a couple of bodies on at D-West. So we have alternated the first four, Crendan, and we got ourselves a 2-2 tie.
Yeah, these two teams already battling early on here for Donovan West. It's a lot about some errors that are giving those points early on. And there you go. There's the break. Frankfort service error right into the net. D-West gets the point back.
So a service error there by Frankfort. We have alternated now the first 5 points here in this opening set. Kaya Keller seeing it up from left to right, and our first ace of the season. And Keller doubling up this D-West lead early, now 4-2.
Yeah, Kaya Keller already a great game so far for him. Her kill, both a kill and an ace early on these first 4 points. So 4-2, Donovan West lead once again. Keller to serve from right to left. Back left portion of the Frankfurt line. Now they set it up far side. Good spike. Defended well by D. West. Now pushed to the front left portion of the net. And a spike attempt sent too long out by Bell Smith. And Frankfurt gets one back there within 4-3.
Yeah, and there was another solid set put up by Courtney Johnson. Bell Smith just couldn't find a location there to the strong side of the corner.
Lorelai Loizo checking in on that front line here for the Wildcats. Donovan West leading at 4-3 here in this opening set. And now a battle right at the net, and it's won by Frankfurt. Buried alive by Tessa Parthamer. That ties it at 4.
Yeah, Parthamer, a great returning junior coming into this season, and she's a big key to tonight's success for Frankfurt.
Miley Haug, the serve for the Wildcats. Haven't really had a lengthy back and forth to this point. It's been fairly quick on these points in the early going. Now we get a little back and forth, and then right when I say that, a miss hit right at the front of the net by Bell Smith. Another error there by D. West. And Frankfurt has their first lead. It's 5-4. They have scored 3 straight.
Yeah, probably the weakest that we've seen so far here by Courtney Johnson from that weak side. Trying to get it maybe a little higher next time for Bell Smith.
Another Haug serve. It's dug up by Andy Foster on the back line. Gets to the front of the net, and it's tipped over. Kind of scattered the top of that net and fell down on the Frankfurt side for a D. West point. And we're knotted up once again at 5 apiece.
Yeah, nice little just to the side tap there by Falk.
And I see a freshman, Aniston Clary, into the match here for Donovan West. And she will serve it. So a 5-5 tie here in this opening set. And that's going to be an ace for Donovan West. The freshman, Clary. Miscommunication on the back line by the Wildcats. And D. West back-to-back points. Their lead 6-5. Good start for the freshman and Clary. A quick ace to her resume early on in this season. Now the Wildcats pushing it middle of the floor, and it's batted down defensively by that tall front for D. West. In there was Brooklyn Denton, and now 3 consecutive points for the Mustangs. Their lead is 7-5.
Yeah, just cleaning up some play here early on this game. This is what Dawson West wants to do.
Stallinghouse on the back line, digging it out for Frankfurt, and now pushed over on a free ball by Parthamer. D. West setting it up front, near side of the net. Dug up now by Parthamer. Frankfurt gets another opportunity. Loizo's spike attempt. Is it too long? It is. It was a good look by Lorelai Loizo, but just sent a touch too strong. And now 4 consecutive D-West points. Their lead is 8-5, and there is a service error right on cue to get the Wildcats one back. That stops a run of 4 straight for the Mustangs. Now it's 8-6 D-West.
Again, Frankfurt already here. 6 points in this game, only 1 kill. They are not having to earn too many of the points here early.
The Wildcats thankful to be maybe as close as they are, because right there, another error by the Mustangs. Spike attempt set too long into the third row of what is now turning into a nice little packed house here at D. West. 8-7, back-to-back points here by Frankfurt. Now that is a service error by the Wildcats. Missed it by Parthamer on the back line. And 9-7, the D. West lead. Rotation here for Donovan West. We'll see Braylon Schartz here. Onto that front line for the Mustangs. Courtney Johnson to serve. That one in. It is. An ace for Courtney Johnson. Just caught a piece of that right side line. 10-7 Mustangs.
Yeah, Courtney Johnson, she's been doing a great job in that front row, getting some great sets to her teammates right there in that back line. Great ace.
And now Frankfurt here on the back line. They push it up to the front on a free ball. They get it back across. Mustangs now on the attack. They set it up middle of the floor. Defended well by Frankfurt. And the stuff there by Savannah Jackson gets the Wildcats back to within a deuce. It's 10-8. The Wildcats back to serve. And it will be Jackson doing those honors this time. Now the Mustangs set it up, tapped across. And now we get, I think, a violation call against the Wildcats, giving a free point there to the Mustangs. Their lead at 3 now at 11-8. Looks like Frankfurt might have been on the net there. So back to serve, Bell Smith, the senior for Donovan West. 11-8, they lead Frankfurt here, set number 1 and match number 1 here tonight. Good spike attempt, but again, sailing too strong. Another error there by the Wildcats. And a 12-8 lead. And right now the largest lead here in set number 1 for Donovan West at 4. His D. West team again, 27-15 a year ago. And now miscommunication again on the front line as Miley Haug wasn't quite sure if she was the one to make the play there. Now 13-8, a nice little run here by D. West in set 1. unfortunately here for Frankfurt, there's been a lot of miscommunication on that backside, trying to get some good sets. And Bell Smith, another ace, and a 14-8 lead for Donovan West, and we get our first timeout of the season here in set number one. We'll step aside for a quick 30 here at Donovan West High School, and set number one in match one, Mustangs 14 and the Wildcats 8. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on KNZA.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High School Volleyball here on KNCA tonight. Kirk Hillman, Curtin and Prophet, Brandon Tabman. Match one and set one, KP. Nice run by D. West. They lead 14-8 over Frankfurt here out of the timeout.
Yeah, very dominant start here. Four aces to the 14 points. Here
is another one right out the gate.
Yeah, five aces back-to-back there for Bell Smith. Already a dominant showing here for Donovan West. Five aces, three kills, as well as a block. A lot of their points here are coming off from the dominant upfront row performance and that backline performance.
Well, D. West has rattled off the last 5 points and kind of pushing it away here midway through this first set. See if Frankfurt has a quick run in them. Donovan West has it middle of the floor, and they get it back across. Now scrambling here, Wildcats are on the back line, but a free ball sent across by Ainsley Adams. Now D. West, middle of the floor, front left, spike attempt, dug up nicely by Haug. Now the Wildcats from the back left, and Savannah Jackson goes into the net. That leads another point for D. West. The run continues now, 16-8 Mustang.
Yeah, Jackson trying to make an attack from behind the 10-foot line. They're just short-armed it right under.
From the longest tenured server, Bell Smith sends it across again. Wildcats use three balls to get it over. And now a quick tap there. Nicely played. Good easy point for Braylon Chartier. Had all sorts of confusion there on the Wildcat front line. Little finesse there. 17-8. The run continues. A crucial spot here for the Wildcats, as it's now seven straight, and nine of the last 10 points have gone towards the home team Mustangs. And now add another on the spike attempt. An error by Parthamer goes right into the net from the middle of the floor, and the lead continues to balloon now, KP. It's 18-8.
Yeah, Donovan West, they're cleaning up their mistakes. Frankfurt, well, unfortunately for them, it's continuing to excel.
I think we get a stoppage of play here, and that's going to be... Well, there was a battle right over the top of the net, and I think the point going to Donovan West here. So that makes it now 19-8. As they are blowing it open here in this opening set. And there's another ace for Donovan West and Bell Smith. And it's now 20-8 and a timeout for the Wildcats. So after the first timeout, KP, six opportunities, 6 points for the Mustangs. Their lead is 12. Step aside for a quick 30. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High School Volleyball here on KNZA. Curtin Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Hillman with you. Donovan West here tonight, opening strong in what is the first match of the season for both of these teams. Right now, D. West leading Frankfurt 20-8 as we're continuing the backstretch of this opening set here tonight. And right on cue, out of the timeout, D. West keeps the momentum going right at the front of the net, tapped down by Chartier. She's had a couple of nice plays here in the last few minutes. Makes it 21-8 Mustang.
Yeah, she's had two kill attempts on both of those. She's used a nice finesse shot on the donut in the defense, and with that, is able to put down both kills.
Well, Bell Smith continuing to serve as this run continues for the Mustangs. Wildcats in desperate need of a little bit of a run here. Good set, good spike. Now it's batted right over the top of the net, but on the side of Frankfurt here, they push it to Adams on the far side. Her spike attempt dug up nicely by Johnson on the back line. Now the Mustangs get it back across. Middle of the floor, whistle, stoppage of play, and a lift is the call. And a point again for Donovan West. Mistakes, Crendon. The issue here for Frankfurt in set number one.
Yeah, it's bite at the leg right now for Frankfurt. They're going to have to learn to clean it up in set number two.
22-8 our score. Donovan West in complete control, trying to open this thing up with a quick victory in set one. They get it to the front of the net. There's the spike. Great diving effort on the back line by Savannah Jackson to keep that alive. But a third attempt, unsuccessful. Took away a nice play by Savannah Jackson, but another D-West point. Now 23-8. Bell Smith continues to ride this one out. Can she go the distance? Frankfurt sets it up far side, hit across by Dollinghouse, and that one is going to be touched on the back line by the Mustangs. And finally, KP, that stops a massive, massive run, and it's now 23-9.
Yeah, and that's just Frankfurt's second kill here of this set. So again, if they want to try to make this late comeback, and you know, especially going to that second set, they're going to have to be more aggressive up the front of the net.
Well, that stops a run of 13 consecutive Mustang points. They try to put this one away. Spike attempt, though, too long for Donovan West that time. And back-to-back points here for the Wildcats. Makes it 23-10. And back to serve here will be Shane Anderson. 5'5 sophomore sends it across jersey number 12, and it's an ace. Back line split away for D-West, thinking it was going to be too strong. And nicely done there by Anderson, getting a ace to her tally, makes it 23-11.
That's also Frankfurt's first ace, so again, start building some momentum here early on this first set, number one.
Mustangs get it and hit it too strong. They set it up perfectly in the front middle for Brooklyn Denton, but she sailed it too high into the third row. And now four consecutive Wildcat points, makes it 23-12. Here's another serve, a dive, and kicked up into the air. Mustangs have one shot to get it back over. They do. Nicely done by Andy Foster, the libero. Now Frankfurt struggling, get it to the front of the net, get it back over on a free ball. D-West sets it up. Nicely done. There's the spike, but the kill is out of play. Point Frankfurt. Five consecutive Frankfurt points gets them back to within 23-13.
And through those have been attacking errors for the Mustangs.
Well, it certainly cooled off. Mustangs in control, and now we get an illegal.
It looks like an illegal rotation. Potentially someone not in the right spot.
So stopped immediately, and now it's six consecutive points, 23-14. As Anderson sends it across, Foster on the dig. Now here's the set to the front of the net. Nice finesse shot over the top. Wildcats ready for it. Now far side of the floor, Adams kill shot, and that one is too strong. Or are they going to say it was deflected? It was. So Frankfurt gets the point. 23-15. Well, they're fixing the scoreboard here, but it is 23-15 in favor of the Mustangs, and now that one a service error. So it's a nice run there by Shane Anderson, but it is set point now, KP, here for Donovan West at 24-15.
Yeah, for the Mustangs here, I know it's been kind of sloppy to try to get this end of the set, but you know, get this last point here, secure it, go on the set two.
It'll be Denton to serve the senior. Set point here for Donovan West. Here on Frankfurt, battle at the net, tipped up onto the side of Frankfurt, pushed to the far side. Jackson has to get it over. Now D-West an opportunity. Not much of a setup there, but they play the finesse shots, and that is set point for Donovan West. That'll be Kate Falk, who clears it and wins it there for the Mustangs. So a 25-15 Donovan West set one victory over Frankfurt. Step aside for a 60-second timeout, and we got set number two coming your way after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, just excited here in these parts that high school sports is back. Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Hillman. First volleyball broadcast of the season here at Donovan West. We saw the Mustangs very impressive in that opening set victory, 25-15 over Frankfort. Wildcats had a lot of mistakes there, but that middle portion, Crittenden, a run of 13 consecutive points for Donovan West and a stretch of 15 out of 16 that went their way. Really the biggest difference. They were cleaner and sharper in that first set.
Yeah, they really were, especially kind of after that beginning part. They finally started flipping through the pages, and they started cooking right, and they finished with six aces in that first set. Kate Falk had three kills. Chartier, she had two alone. Smith, she had three aces in that 13-point run that you mentioned for Donovan West. So, again, all that all kind of works together and compounds into rhythm. And Mustangs, they want to try to keep that rhythm here going in set number two. For Frankfort, this is a team that returns five returning varsity players this year, and they have five seniors on this team. You know, with that kind of experience, you expect kind of a little more cleaner of play, so we'll see how they bring out in set number two.
So the team switching benches here for set two, and what is a must-win for the Wildcats. Donovan West looking for a sweep here in their season opener. Again, 25-15 Mustangs in set number one. So now the Mustangs will hit from left to right as we sit on the stage here at D West. Frankfort the opposite way. From right to left, on the floor for Frankfort to start, Parthamer, Dollinghouse, Jackson, Haug, Adams, Anderson, and also Loizo. And then for D. West, Johnson, Denton, Chartier, Falk, Keller, Foster, and also Smith. Now the starters here for set number two, we switch sides. D. West, a 25-15 set one victory. Of course, we got Centralia, number two ranked team in the state, taking on Frankfort in matchup number two. But here we go from left to right. The serve for Brooklyn Denton, the senior for Donovan West. Officials just getting the finishing touches here on the rotations. Here in a moment, we'll be off and ready to go. We got the thumbs up from the official. And Denton is set. Middle of the floor from left to right. She will serve wearing jersey number 12 for Donovan West. Spins it in the left, flicks it up, and a line drive serve dug up on the back line there by Parthamer. Frankfort sets it up to the front of the net. Good spike, good dig by D. West. Now it's tapped back across, and a nice point there for the Mustangs to start. That little fake where it looks like it could be a set. Instead, they catch that front line off guard. D. West, the 1-0 lead.
And Chartier's done a great job here for the Mustangs up in that front row, just being real dominant. Nice little touch on the ball.
A second consecutive serve here for Donovan West as they're out to the 1-0 lead and off the top of the net, and it falls down. Point for Lorelai Loizo, the 5'9 senior for Frankfort. She'll come out. That'll bring on Shane Anderson to serve, but a 1-1 tie after the nice play by the 5'9 senior.
And Loizo, she's made a lot of great efforts up there at the net, especially with her height. She just continues to grind against that and try to get those points.
Well, the first serve here in set two for the Wildcats, a 1-1 tie. They need this one after losing 25-15 in set number one. And Donovan West takes a 2-1 lead on the nice play by Andy Foster. Get a quick sub in for the Mustangs. Bell Smith back to serve. And we saw these two teams exchange points in the early going of set one. Donovan West really put it away in the middle portions with 13 consecutive points. Frankfort had a nice run towards the latter half, but they got down too big, too early. Here's a set for Donovan West, a two-handed push shot over the top, hit, or a miss hit, I should say, on the back line by Frankfort Shane Anderson, and that point again for Donovan West. They have scored three out of the first four here in set two.
Yeah, just continuing that rhythm from set number one.
Get a quick stoppage of play as Emmy Wettstein, a senior, on to serve here from left to right here for Donovan West. Frankfort middle of the floor. They push it front left. The spike attempt is dug up nicely on the back line by Bell Smith. And now Mustangs get a counteract. It hits off the top of the roof. The Raptors certainly always in play. And on a free ball sent over, but well too long by the Wildcats. Point Jonathan West. Honestly, Crennan, that's the best part when you have to play it off the rafters.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really impressed that that continued just because the JV ball was kind of getting intertwined in the back row there, but they finished.
A left-handed spike on the net and a violation on Ashlyn Dollinghouse here for the Wildcats. Four straight, five of the first six have gone to D-West. It's 5-1. And we kind of see these early mistakes. Speaking of mistakes, there's a service error by D-West. So the Wildcats will certainly take that to get back to within 5-2, but just kind of picking up where I left off there. Mistakes from set one, kind of seeing it still here in the early going of set two.
Yeah, let's go in here, Mustangs Park.
Mustangs get it, middle of the floor, good set, good spike. Is it in? It is. Nice set by Courtney Johnson. And then I believe that was Falk who buried it to make it 6-2.
Yeah, Falk's already buried five kills here unofficially in these two first sets against Frankfurt.
So again, Donovan West, a 25-15 set one win, and they're adding to their lead here in set two with an ace. Kaya Keller has handled on the back line. 7-2 now the Mustangs leading it here on their home floor.
And back-to-back sets now. Keller with a kill and both an ace.
Another serve coming here for Keller. Dug up by Parthamer. Wildcats set it up front middle. Spike and a kill. Well, the defense was there, but too much heat behind it for Haug, and that gets a point back for the Wildcats to make it 7-3. We saw the Wildcats go on a nice run towards the end of that first set. As the service there is going to give a point here to Donovan West to make it 8-3. Mustangs will rotate. As we'll see Brooklyn Denton back onto the floor. And it will be Aniston Clary, the freshman, to serve it up here for Donovan West. 8-3 their lead over Frankfurt. And Clary goes into the net for a service there.
And unfortunately there for Clary, she had a service ace last time she came in. So, you know, big opportunity in this.
Loizo back in onto the floor, replacing Shane Anderson for Frankfurt. And back to serve right now from right to left. For the Wildcats is Haug, and that one too long. Another service there.
Well, again, you'll always appreciate those 3 points. You give up the 3 points of service there, you get it right back. Nothing you can complain about.
The libero junior, Andy Foster, back middle of the floor. With Donovan West, as Courtney Johnson will serve it up from left to right. Put some heat behind it, dug up by Frankfurt. They push it far side of the floor, and the set was not good. And no chance for Parthamer to get that one back over. Another point here for D-West. Their lead is 10-4.
Yeah, just an unfortunate set there. That just went right into the antenna. Just a hard maneuver there for Parthamer to get around to it.
Another serve for Johnson. Dug up by Adams. Frankfurt pushing it front left. There's the spike into the net. Savannah Jackson with the miss hit there. And 11-4 the lead now for D-West. They have picked up kind of where they left off in that first set. Mustangs certainly a contender once again in 2025. Nice hustle there on the backside. Mustangs have to get it back over. They do. Now Frankfurt resets front middle. Now pushed back a little bit. And now a long ball that is sailed into the second row. There is not much room between that back line and that front row of the bleachers here at D-West. But again, the errors right now, Crendon, that's been the killer here for the Wildcats. And that one is in. That's going to be an ace for D-West. Boy, kept carrying and carrying. Somehow landed on the line there for Courtney Johnson. 13-4. D-West running away with set number two early. They're trying to sweep Frankfurt here in the opener tonight. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. 30-second variety. Back after this here on KNTA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Donovan West, Brandon Tam and Crendon Profits and Kirk Hillman. The first high school volleyball broadcast of the new year. Excited to bring it to you. And right now, Donovan West in control on the Frankfurt Wildcats. We're in the middle of set two. A 13-4 Donovan West lead. Make it 14-4. The kill by Bell Smith. Make it six consecutive points here. Now, at one point a little bit ago, it was 9-4, but six rattled off in a row. And another error on the back line here for Frankfurt. It's going to make it 15-4. The Mustangs are sharp here, looking for an early sweep.
Yeah, now nearly also 10 aces against Frankfurt. That's, again, a dominant performance from behind the service line.
Well, Courtney Johnson continuing to serve out of the break, and it's hit high into the air by Adams. Frankfurt having to scramble to keep it alive. They do a nice job to get it back over. Mustangs fresh, reset, taps across, dribbles across the net, and a stoppage of play and a point going to be awarded to the Wildcats there to make it 15-5. That ball just danced across the top of the net for 2 or 3 feet. But at this point, Wildcats need all the points they can get. They're down 10 here. Good serve, but a better dig to get it back across there by the libero and Foster. And it ends up resulting into a D-West point. 16-5.
That's fortunate there for Frankfurt because they had a great player back behind that service line in Parthamer, someone who's got a lot of great experience, plays at a very high skill level. And right there, just an early point to go back to Donovan West.
So Bell Smith now to serve. Wildcats get it to the front of the net, and a missed hit tap by Howe goes right into the net, making it 17-5 D-West. And the Mustangs really pulled away in the middle portion of set one to win it 25-15. And right now in set two, they lead it 17-5. Season openers for both of these teams. We'll see Centralia in the next two matchups. Centralia actually played this last Saturday. Now Donovan West on cue. Another good set, spike in point, this time by Keller, the senior. Well, we'll get the heavyweights in the last matchup. Of course, Donovan West and Centralia. We are excited to see these two teams square off here in this early portion of the season. Can the Wildcats make some kind of push here in this second set? Mustangs front and middle, push it left side. Here's the spike by Keller, dug up very nicely by Dollinghouse. And now we get a stoppage of play and another error on the Wildcats and another free point for the Mustangs. Make it 19-5. Now four straight and six of the last seven have gone to the home team. Another serve here for Bell Smith, the senior, sends it across, good pace, dug up by Frankfurt. They set it far side of the floor, Parthamer spike, now gets another crack at it. Now it's sent back over, it's gone back and forth multiple times, and finally it is put down by Frankfurt. Loizo was close to that one. And that stops that little spurt of four consecutive D-West points to make it 19-6. A serve here for the Wildcats, Savannah Jackson, and miscommunication on the back line. That's an ace for Jackson.
Yeah, unfortunate miscommunication. It was both Smith and Den in the back line that just didn't have that communication to who was going to go for it.
So a 19-7 Donovan West lead here in set two as they look for the sweep on the Wildcats here in our first matchup tonight. And now we get a whistle, and I think this is the second time tonight we have seen D. West getting called for a rotational error.
Yeah,
lineup not quite set on that one again.
Yeah, you need to make sure your lineup's correct. That's always going to be a free point. That's going to be awarded to the other team. That's just one that you really don't want to give up. Here, a conversation between the ref and the head coach, Johnson, the Mustangs, real quick.
To Jackson to serve, 19-8, the D-West lead, and there's an emphatic spike by Keller. Boy, I haven't seen a ton quite like that in this opening matchup, but an emphatic point number 20, and the lead at 12 here at 20-8. Line change here for D-West. Back to serve is Denton. D-West trying to put the finishing touches here on our opening matchup here tonight. It was a near ace, and it lands into an ace. A diving effort there. Good effort by Parthamer. Just couldn't quite keep it up enough to get her teammate an opportunity. So an ace makes it 21-8. And another serve coming here for Donovan West and Brooklyn Denton. Sends it across, not much pace this time. Frankfurt sets it up. Now they push it back, and now a free ball sent over. D-West sets, middle of the floor. Here's a fake. Here's a spike. Nice clear up top by Haug. Now a battle with the net. It goes back and forth. Frankfurt settles, miss hit. Loizo has to try to run away from the net to save it, but that third hit, she was way too far from the net to get it back over. And 22-8, the D-West lead.
So what Frankfurt's going to have to really clean up, especially with their next matchup here against Centralia coming up, getting clean sets up to that front row. They've just been really struggling to get those setup opportunities.
Free ball sent over by Loizo, D-West. They got really good momentum, but now just tried to fake it across, and Frankfurt wasn't worried about that one. Now a blockage at the net. Frankfurt has it. Now a free ball has to be sent across. It's still by Adams. Now a stoppage of play,
And a point for Donovan West. Yeah, the ball hit the net there. I believe it was Dullinghouse who sent it over and, again, hit that net on that left side. The nearing match point here for Donovan West. They have looked sharp here in the season opener. Frankfurt gets it to Loizzo. Two-handed shove across and way too much behind it again. Out of play for an error. It is now match point here for Donovan West and set to a 24-8 lead. Centralia and Frankfurt will be the next matchup. And the final one later on tonight, Donovan West and Centralia. Match point here for DUS and up against the net. Another error by the Wildcats, and this one is wrapped up. Impressive, emphatic for Donovan West here in their season opener as they sweep the Frankfurt Wildcats. That second set, real dominant, 25-15 and 25-8. And our first matchup here this evening is complete. Step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back and recap this first one and then get you set for Centralia and Frankfurt. It's high school volleyball, and it's right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Excited to bring you our first high school volleyball broadcast here in the 2025 season. Off and running here on KNCA. Our first matchup here at D-West complete. All Mustangs, KP, Crinan Prophet, Kirk Hillman as well. Appreciate it very much. 25-15 and 25-8, the sweep for Donovan West, the team that made the 2A state tournament a year ago. Have to replace a couple really good seniors, but they brought back a good chunk of this team that has state tournament experience, and they look sharp here in their opening match of the season.
Yeah, they bring. You mentioned that. They bring back a lot of great players. Falk, Courtney Johnson, Emma Wetstein, Bell Smith. I mean, you bring back so many great players that played at that state level, not only in volleyball, but also in other athletics as well. Bell Smith actually cruised her last season. She not only made it to state in volleyball, but also state in cross-country around that same time. So you got a lot of dual-threat athletes like her also out there on the court, is able to run around, make some great plays. Real quick, some stats there from that game. Donovan West had 10 aces against Frankfurt, 13 kills, 1 block. Frankfurt just 1 ace, 6 kills, and 1 block. That front row was primarily dominated by the Mustangs. Frankfurt, again, it was a big struggle bus when it came to trying to get proper sets up at the net. You saw in that second set that there was barely any opportunities to get a kill down. It was just all free balls that were sent over or attack errors into the net.
We didn't see a ton of lengthy rallies, and I think that could be the fact that it is, you know, the opening matchup of the season. You know, teams are just trying to figure things out. Points were coming, and they were going quick. But, again, the thing for Frankfurt was, you mentioned throughout that first broadcast, five players back with experience, that's solid for sure, but no players with all-league recognition from a year ago. They're still really trying to get that true feel at the varsity level, and we just kind of saw the mistakes early. This is a team that's got good athletes.
Yeah.
We'll expect them to get going a little bit, but you go from a 2A state qualifier here to here in about 20 minutes or so to taking on the number two team in the state. Our first crack, before we get to a break, Kirk Kilman will take it over here for about 10 or 15 minutes once we're done here, in between our matches, of course. But, yeah, Frankfort's got to turn it right around, you know, forget about the D-West sweep there, and get ready for number two ranked Centralia, who comes in with already matches under their belt. They were one of the few teams that played in a tournament this past weekend. They go 4-1. They lose to Rock Creek at the Waubunsee tournament in the championship. But, again, they were very sharp, sweeping all of their pool play matches. Rock Creek's no slouch. They're a very good team. They're in a much higher classification, so certainly nothing to hang your head about. This is a very good Centralia team, and we get our first crack at them here in 2025 against Frankfort.
Yeah, and I had the opportunity to follow Centralia throughout their state run all the way to that loss to Little River, and yes, it was an unfortunate loss for them, but that was the loss that I guarantee sealed that girls team last year to go on to that state run at the basketball level and win it all again. This is a very athletic team that brings back so many great players. Two of them are second team all-league returners in Josie Haverkamp and Hayden Kramer, both juniors, just juniors, by the way. This is an incredible young program that has promise not just for this year, but the upcoming year. They only have two seniors on their roster, the weakest out of the seniors class here being brought today with just two seniors compared to five on Frankfort and four Donovan West. But again, Centralia, a youthful team, a team with a lot of experience with its youth, and they play at a high level. Frankfort can't make the mistake that they did against Donovan West, or else, you know, it's going to be the same repetitive thing where, you know, they're going to fall. They're going to only score maybe single digits in the set. So, again, you want to play clean up at the net. Centralia is going to take advantage of those faults early on. So, for Frankfort, again, clean up the play and expect a very high-level competition coming up.
Well, we are about 17 or so minutes away from our second matchup here at Donovan West. So, the Mustangs, after that sweep against Frankfort, they'll get a little bit of a break. We'll get Centralia and Frankfort here in about 15, 16, 17 minutes or so. And we're excited to bring it to you, no doubt. Centralia, the number two ranked team in the 1A D1 classification. Frankfort looking to bounce back after being swept by Donovan West to open their season. So again, match number one, final score, Donovan West, a 2-0 sweep, 25-15 and 25-8. We'll send it back to the studios here in KNZA. Keep it locked in. Back in about 15 minutes for matchup number two, Centralia and Frankfort on deck. You're listening to High School Volleyball back after this on KNZA.